The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, it's episode 299.
Oh! That's one away from 300!
We're on the cusp of 300 week. Here on the Nate Darling Show. No, it's exciting.
To Sparta!
Sparta!
They said it couldn't be done. They said, hey, why don't you name that podcast something cute where you combine your name with Larry's name? And I said, because Larry's going to leave at some point.
Oh.
The Mary Report.
Who's not leaving the Nate Darling Show? Nate Darling.
Nate Darling will not leave the
I'm
Nate
not
Darling
leaving
show.
My own show. Not just because it's recorded in my living room studio.
With a giant Canadian flag over the window.
We do. It's part of the ambiance. Yes, Pro Football Hall of Fame poster.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
A map of Lake Memphremagog over there.
Memphremagog, everyone.
Lake Memphremagog.
Say that five times fast.
On the north end of Lake Memphremagog is the village of
Lake Minnetonka.
No, Lake. It's a village of Magog. Magog, Quebec.
Titicaca.
Magog.
Titicaca.
Is Lake Memphremagog? Magog on the North Shore.
It makes it's almost too logical.
It makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Isn't that Minnetonka?
No.
Is that Lake Minnetonka?
No. No, Titicaca. Not in Vermont. Titicaca is a different one.
Oh, okay.
That's in Bolivia.
Well, honestly, when I listened to the opening right there, I heard Diana Hong. I actually felt sadness.
A lot of people have that reaction to hearing Diana Hong.
Well, mine was different. It's okay. Because of her absence. I see this pair of headphones sitting on an empty space on the couch
next
to you. And Diana, actually, I'm really bummed you're not here. I miss you.
So I didn't realize this. I didn't realize that Diana is allergic to cats. She never mentioned this before, but she's allergic. She's allergic to cats. She kept talking about how her allergies were bothering her. And
you're thinking seasonal allergies.
Yeah, I'm thinking seasonal because those are killing everybody.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my eyes are getting really, really heavy and watery. So last week, this is what this silly bitch does. I say this with love.
Of course.
So Ace comes over. My cat Ace comes over and he lays down and he props himself up against her leg.
Oh, God.
Which that wouldn't be a big deal, except she then starts petting him.
Oh,
the whole time. Now, if you're allergic to cats, you don't want to stir up cat dander.
No.
And Ace needs to shed. So at a certain point, he got up and left, and it looked like there was a cat still here.
Yeah. All the fur that she dragged.
All the fur that she dragged out. It's
molting season.
I'm like, it's no fucking wonder that your allergies are bothering you, you damn fool. Love you, Diana.
Just shove some of that dander in your eyes. Rub it in.
Well, pretty much. That's what she was doing. Because she would pet the cat, and then she would like reach up and go, oh, my eyes. And she'd like rub her eye, and it's like,
yeah.
And now that I know that, I'm going to have to do something to protect her from herself or the cats. And I threatened to because, as I mentioned before, Larry, one of the first hosts of the show, also allergic to cats, so I have a plastic chair. In the other room. It's a desk chair.
It's not one of those inflatable chairs cool in the millennial
no,
era.
No.
Okay.
And I always made sure Larry was in that chair so that he would be subjected to the least amount of cat hair possible. The absolute least amount of cat hair possible while doing the show. Sam, you've delved into my secondary box of records.
Well, I had this what looked like a Power Ranger or some hardcore sci-fi roller derby person staring at me. The vinyl for Billion Dollar Baby's Battle Axe.
Yeah.
For those of you who have a smartphone on you, go ahead and Google Billion Dollar Baby's Battle Axe and just admire the airbrush perfection that is that is the cover of this thing.
I think I got that from...
It's blessing my soul right now.
That was in the production studio of a college radio station that I was at. Stop sniffing the old vinyl. It's going to smell like dust.
It smells like 1979.
It smells like dust. And they just had all of these things. It was like the take it or trash bin. And
I'm glad
so they would
it.
They would go through and put albums and singles in there. And basically, they would put them in there. They would stay in there for 5 days. And if nobody took them, they went to the dumpster. So I rescued the Billion Dollar Baby's Battle Axe album, because they just looked like a rockin' group.
Yeah,
I have since seen that that album for sale at Dimple here in Sacramento for $1.99, as most vinyl is.
Yeah, of course. Have you given it a spin recently?
No.
I'm curious. Maybe when the show's over.
When the show's over, we can listen to it, Sam. Right. We can throw it on.
Throw
for
a track
you. So this past week, I got trapped in my parking lot. No, I'm not
in the closet.
I'm not R. Kelly. My parking lot. I have a gated parking here behind the apartment.
Yeah.
And I go out, get in my car, start the car, go to head out, pick up the remote, hit the button. Nothing happens. Gate does not open. I'm running late for work. So I'm like, try it again. Roll down the window. Nothing's working.
So you've got like a little hand clicker.
I've got a clicker, yes. Okay. That's how my gate opens. It opens with a clicker. It takes a 9-volt battery. I don't have 9-volt batteries lying around. So I quickly do the math in my head and go, where can I find a 9-volt battery? I park the car, come back into the house, go into my bedroom, stand on my bed, take down the smoke detector to get the 9-volt battery.
I hope the landlord's not listening.
It's all going to be fine. So I go and I swap them out. So I put the old dead battery. I put the battery that does not have enough juice to open up the gate.
But the infrared transmission is too draining.
I don't think it's infrared, but either way. So I swap it out and I can get out of here. And I'm like, okay. Whew.
Yeah.
Come back home. And then I'm laying in bed in the middle of the night. And I don't know if Kareem knows what's happening next.
Uh-oh. You've just evoked a belly laugh out of Kareem here.
If you have a dead battery in a smoke detector, it has just enough power
to alarm you.
To chirp at you every 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
And I did not hear it because it's in the other room. I didn't hear it until I went to bed. And I'm like,
you're tossing and turning.
Fuck. And then I'm like, and then I realize, aha, I have another 9-volt battery. It's my battery backup for my alarm clock. So it's 3 a.m.
It's your backup alarm clock.
It's the battery backup in case the power goes out.
I got you.
It's 3 a.m. The thing's chirping. I'm like, God damn it. I reach over.
I grab
the alarm clock. And I open it up and I go, it is a 9-volt battery. Take it out. Stand again on my bed at 3 a.m.
Did you touch both ends to your tongue?
Well, yeah, to make sure it's good. Just to make sure it's good. And pulled down the smoke detector and swapped that out, which stopped the chirping because apparently that was enough battery. So
good. Look at you, problem solver, Mr. Fix It over here.
But it's like, who thinks of that? Like, oh, fuck, I can't get out of here.
Let me go to my smoke detector.
I'm not going to be into where. But here's my other option. If I could not find a battery, it would have been a 3.5-block walk.
Right.
Not that that's a big deal, but a walk.
When you're running late.
A walk down to Ace Hardware to buy a 9-volt battery and the walk back.
Just to get your car out of the fucking parking lot.
Just to get out of the parking lot and go to work.
You're trapped.
It's not like I'm going somewhere I'm stoked on. I'm going to work.
Despite all Nate's rage, he is still just right in a cage.
Part of me's going, should I just call in?
At that point, that's it.
You know, I would love to come in today. I cannot get out of the parking lot. And I'm not going to ride my bike to work because... not riding through that neighborhood.
Hell no. Well, it's interesting that you eventually came to the spare backup, you know, power outage battery for your alarm.
Well,
but that was after you had already gone through and extinguished the
right. Well, here's the option. I did not think of that when I needed
because
that would have been the perfect option to put it in the other one. Because I'm like, oh, well, big deal.
No biggie.
I don't have a battery backup for this. I've got my cell phone. Whatever.
Yeah.
So. That's my tale of woe of not being able to get out of the parking.
Yeah. I was expecting, I don't know what happens when those beep, but I had a friend who's got a car alarm on his car, and the car battery died.
Yeah.
And when it died, it wasn't just a little every 5 minutes beep. It was the whole car alarm went off like crazy hell.
Oh.
At 2 something in the morning. And his father was one of those who has to work like hella early and just has a temper.
Yeah, so
he was raging about that thing.
So he's going to have to get up at 5 anyway.
Right, right. And meep, 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 wah, 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 meep, 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 meep. Car alarm going off. Dude, I never seen my friend sit up so fast out of bed, dude. Ran out there in his underpants trying to fix it. He had no clue what to do. Oh, it took probably 10 minutes before he figured out, let's disconnect the battery terminal.
You're half asleep.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
And you're like,
There was fear. I probably felt more fear in that moment than anyone did on last episode's little Asian Japanese horror ride.
Oh, yeah, the thrill ride. Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's and seriously, there was part of me that just wanted to go, you know what? I don't want to come in today. Because that's like the bearer of it's not going to be a good day for you.
No, it's
when that's how it starts.
It's a bad precipice for sure.
So that's, it's like, oh, okay. Coming up on the weekend here, you guys got any big plans? Mother's Day was last weekend.
Yeah.
Anything big planned? Anything exciting? Love exciting and
Kareem, please tell me you've got something exciting because I'm drawn a blank.
I know there's a WWE pay-per-view coming up this weekend. There you go.
I got a kid's birthday party on Saturday.
Yeah, there
you
go.
It's going to be fun. Pinatas, maybe? Cake?
Cake, definitely cake. Okay. I think he's going to be 14, so I don't know if they're going to do a pinata.
Yeah. Yeah. Pinatas kind of go out after 10.
Well, it depends on what you put in them.
Yeah,
that is true.
Well said. You can keep the thrill of a pinata alive up through 18.
Somebody, I was somewhere. Somebody was talking about putting some weird stuff in the pinata.
Mm.
Some adult things in the pinata.
Some of those things.
I had a coworker. Hi, Corey.
this was for
named
you, Corey.
And there was an intern in the promotions department, and I don't remember what his actual name was, but we all called him Not Nick. Because he was interning for the graphic designer whose name was Nick, and everybody would come walking into the office and they'd see him sitting there and they go, "You're not Nick." So that became his name.
You know, it's a minor form of bullying, but it's entertaining.
And Not Nick was not what you'd call socially
inept.
He was not socially skilled. And he was a little bit weird, and so Corey gave him a hard time for the entirety of his internship. And
poor boy.
But it was the type of thing that you like, where somebody sort of makes fun of you, but they're trying to like bring you out of your shell.
Absolutely,
that's just how Corey is.
Right.
Corey's now the father of twins, so he'll get his.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Twin daughters.
Oh damn. Shit! That's tenfold.
So he decides on Not Nick's last day. That he is going to get we're going to have a party, and he's going to get a piñata. And
so you're going to say a piña colada.
No, he's going to get a piñata, and he's going to put, and he puts $5 in the piñata. However,
it's like a $5 bill.
There's a catch. The $5 bill was shoved inside a Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
Oh. Yes! That's brilliant.
So Corey went to the McDonald's, got a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. And
cost a dollar.
Took a $5 bill and stuffed it into the Filet-O-Fish amongst the tartar sauce.
Oh no.
And then put that in the piñata.
Oh wow.
And we hung up the piñata on the little tree outside and brought Not Nick out and blindfolded him up to hit the piñata. And at one point Not Nick, he just started swinging violently like with
I'm just going to kill all y'all motherfuckers.
Right. Except at one point, he took a big hard swing and actually hit the tree.
Oh, shoot.
With a plastic bat. But
I'm
anyway.
Talking like wiffle bat?
Yeah, it was a wiffle bat. And so finally, he knocks it down. But here's the thing. Not Nick did not realize that the bill was going to be stuffed in the Filet-O-Fish
right.
sandwich.
He's
determined.
Probably
would have been like, fuck it.
Right.
Oh, no. So finally, the piñata gets knocked down. It gets busted open. And he's like, what the hell? Is a Filet-O-Fish? What the hell? And
that is a big W2H.
And Corey's like, Not Nick, you're such a fucking ingrate. There's a $5 bill in there.
You're such an ingrate.
You're such a fucking ingrate. And so not Nick. I don't know this guy's name. I feel so bad. Not really. So then not Nick. He ends up pulling the $5 bill. And this thing is fucking soaked with tartar sauce.
Oh.
Soaked with tartar sauce. He ends up wiping the tartar sauce off on the grass.
Of course.
And taking the bill. I think he brought the bill inside and rinsed it off. Took it. But that was
that's just wrong.
He's not a complete idiot. He rinses off his $5 bill.
Yeah. I don't know that I would have wanted it was one of those things, like it was one of those weird proud, not proud moments in life.
Right, right.
Where like, I'm going to be too proud for this. Well, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not. That's a good hell. Abe Lincoln stared me down.
I'm
not going to leave him hanging.
Legend has it that not Nick then went back to the McDonald's and spent that $5 immediately on actual food.
On another fish fillet or two.
No. Here's the thing. The fillet of fish was bought at like 1 in the afternoon. That's the piñata so happened at like 5.
Yeah, that's right.
It had been sitting around at room temperature for several hours. The inside of that piñata stunk.
That's jacked up.
It smelled like low tide on Whore Street. It was bad.
I mean, the tartar sauce alone would stink bad.
Yeah.
But the fish fillet.
The fish fillet.
God save you, not Nick.
Oh, so yeah, that's you mentioned putting weird things in a piñata. So there you go.
Good story.
All right. So politics are a weird thing. And Flint, Michigan is a weird place. I mean, we know it's got the depressed area. We've all seen the Michael Moore documentaries about how things are bad. Things have gotten really bad. There is now an actual pig running for mayor of Flint, Michigan. That's right. A swine. Michael Ewing is the owner of Giggles the Pig. He says the campaign is aiming to bring transparency to the write-in only mayoral race.
Are you serious? It's the only.
It's write-in only.
Okay. Write-in only.
Yeah,
okay.
You go in to vote for mayor, and you have to write in a name. So the Michigan pig named Giggles is putting the pork back in government by running for mayor of Flint. Michael Ewing, a defense attorney and owner of the one-year-old pet pig Giggles, launched the Porkers campaign.
This pig is not qualified. It's only 1 year old.
Yeah, well,
what kind of crazy talk is this?
Listen, he made up a Facebook group listing Giggles' qualifications. Here they are. No criminal history, has never been fiscally irresponsible, will take no money from special interests.
Okay.
He supports the police and has never missed an important deadline. Not really sure what sort of deadlines a pig has, but right. There you go. The group says Giggles has...
This guy's a spin master, yeah. Bro.
Well, he's a lawyer, you know, so yeah. he's got that going for him. The campaign takes advantage of the city's announcement that the mayoral primary ballot would be write-in only after the city clerk gave candidates the wrong deadline for turning in their nominating petitions and signatures. Ewing says Giggles' campaign has a serious goal. He wants the public's attention and to bring transparency to the race. He said, if we elect someone who is not up to the challenge, we'll be right back to the state of Michigan emergency manager again. That's what he told MLive.com. Not to be confused with M. Night Shyamalan. Karen Weaver, a candidate opposing incumbent mayor Dwayne Walling, called the pig's campaign a mockery of the democratic process. Mayoral candidate Eric Mays also voiced concerns about Giggles' qualifications, asking, Giggles, does the pig know about economic development? Does a pig know about quality water? I would voice that, yes, a pig does know about quality water.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
There are actually questions, too, about whether Giggles would legally be allowed to serve as mayor if elected.
Oh, my God.
Because the city charter requires that the mayor be a registered voter in Flint. So we'll see how that goes with Giggles the Pig.
So if this was like an 80s sci-fi movie and an alien wanted to run for governor or whatever position.
Yeah. You mean like a Terminator?
Maybe even the Terminator.
Maybe a Terminator wants to run for governor?
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Go ahead.
God, Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Go ahead. I answer your question.
I just have a, you know. As long as it's a registered voter, it doesn't matter if it's human.
Listen, I came here from Austria. I register vote. I do things. I business.
There's a bomb in the building.
Want to do it? I like the ass. So, hey, it's
Give
Michigan.
Some bacon.
We're going to make some bacon out of the mayor. all right. So let's get away from that. That's unfortunate. Yeah. You realize that women will do some really fucked up things to you if
Absolutely.
They're mad.
Yes.
They'll plan stuff. They won't let on that there's anything wrong. Not my girlfriend, of course, because she's fantastic.
She's perfect.
But you made that clear last week.
It's true. a Maryland woman was arrested on Wednesday of last week after she allegedly served milk to family members. Sounds pretty reasonable, right? Your mom brings you milk? No, no, no. Kareem's doing the squeezing of the breast. No, it was it was contaminated with dead skin shavings from her feet.
What the shit? How sick and twisted are you, woman?
According to court papers, yeah, if you've lived with a woman, you know they file down those feet. According to court papers, 56-year-old Sarah P. Schrock had given her two victims milk around dinner time.
What the fuck?
When one of them began to choke and coughed up what looked like dead human skin.
So we're talking massive flakes. This isn't like DNA residue. This is like skin shavings.
Yeah. Family member Jessica Hurry also gagged, court papers state, and a witness found dead skin shavings in the milk after pouring it into a strainer. Hurry told police that the suspect has dry feet because of diabetes and that she has...
Oh, diabetes feet! It's even worse!
She has trays in her room with the same kind of dead skin shavings that had come off her feet. That's according to a statement of
trees?
Probable cause. No, no, no. Dead skin shavings that came off of her feet. When confronted by police, Schrock reportedly denied having any involvement with the adulterated milk. She now faces charges of food contamination, second-degree assault, and failure to comply with a court order, having previously been instructed to have no contact with Hurry. Why would you take milk from that woman?
Nah.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
You've just ruined milk.
I don't even know if
I didn't ruin milk.
I won't take milk from a woman ever.
That's right. It's a dangerous
Not
thing.
Not even if I was an infant and my own mother was breastfeeding me.
No motive is listed for this.
Good
but
God.
That's unfortunate.
There's not even a motive.
No motive listed. Nope. She denies it. So.
What the
I wonder how they'll do
it. It could have been a frame job. If she's got trays of that stuff in her room, it could have been a frame job.
Sounds like I'm going to ruin your friendship because I'm jealous. You didn't invite me to
your
little...
You're going to be coughing up dead skin.
Baby shower
kiss
last
my
week.
Feet like I asked you.
Isn't it bad That's enough that you live in Maryland?
Come on, people.
All right. How much do you guys love Taylor Swift?
Well, Kareem gave me another reason, but no.
Well, how much would you pay to chill with a congressman? With a congressman at a Taylor Swift show.
I would not.
Hanging with
How much would I pay? Probably $25.
Well, you're a little bit off, a little decimal off. $2,500 is what it would cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be sitting with a U.S. representative at a Taylor Swift show for $2,500, according to the Washington Post. Several members of Congress are planning to bring donors to our upcoming concert at the Nationals Park. However, thrilling legislator approximate entertainment doesn't come cheap. At least four lawmakers have planned fundraisers at her upcoming concert, including, according to two invitations obtained by The Loop and two by the Sunlight Foundation.
The what?
The Loop.
Oh, I thought you said lube.
Loop.
Okay.
And the Sunlight Foundation. For $2,500 a pop, you can enjoy the show with Representative Gwen Moore, who's a Democrat from Wisconsin, or Representative Lois Frankel, the Democrat from Florida.
I love Lois Frankel!
Or That's Representative Sherry Bustos, who's a Democrat from Illinois. Fear not if you're a red state Taylor lover. The Post reports Republican Congressman Steve Stivers is also selling tickets for, get this, because he's a Republican and he cares about you, only $1,500.
Dude, that's $1,000 cheaper.
It's $1,000 cheaper.
You got my boat, motherfucker. Ow.
That's right. You can go with Congressman Steve Stivers to see Taylor Swift.
Some teeth swizzle up in that niz.
Yeah,
give it to me, baby.
I don't know what's going on with that. But
so they're claiming it's for a fundraiser.
Yes, they're raising funds by bringing people to
for
a Taylor
Sunshine
Swift.
Sunshine Foundation.
No, no, no. The Sunshine Foundation looked into it.
Okay.
And that's where they got the information.
I'm baffled. I'm
it's a campaign fundraiser.
Oh,
basically,
it's for the campaign.
It's for the campaign.
Oh, fuckers.
They're all raising money so they can run it. Because that's the whole
Nobody
point.
Nobody going to see Taylor Swift gives a shit about their politics.
Well, If they're willing to pay $2,500, they do.
They just really want to see Taylor Swift.
Because you can go see Taylor Swift for like $65.
Yeah.
Why would you pay the extra money just to hang with a member of Congress?
You're right.
All right, Sam. I know you've been in some tight places before. Have you ever found yourself in a suitcase?
Actually, yes, there was a time when I tried to fit myself in a suitcase.
And did it work?
No.
Well, this kid fit into a suitcase because an 8-year-old boy was found hiding inside a small hot pink suitcase on the border of Morocco and the North African Spanish territory of Ceuta. Customs officials discovered him when the suitcase he was in went through an X-ray scanner. And they said, hey, look.
I'm glad they found him.
Hey, look, it's a little boy. According to ABC News.
Something's not right here.
The 19-year-old woman who had carried the luggage was allegedly paid by the boy's father to bring him into Spain. When authorities unzipped the suitcase, they found the boy shaken up but unharmed. The woman, who was not related to the family, was taken into custody. The boy's father was also caught trying to illegally cross the border shortly after his son was discovered. If it happened in the U.S., it would have been good post for the TSA's popular Instagram account, because they've got one of those.
Oh, I'm going to look them up.
Sure. It's all right now. It's all the stuff that it's Instagram.com/TSA. It's all the stuff people have tried to smuggle through photos of it. So lots of throwing stars, propane guns, a grenade, good times. So there you go. An 8-year-old will fit in the suitcase, but he will not make it through the X-ray machine.
Damn it.
You poor bastard.
It's true.
Maybe if it wasn't hot pink, they would have just let you go straight through.
Well, maybe if she would have checked the bag.
Fucking bitch.
She didn't want to pay the bag check fee. Carry it on. Well, that's what's going to happen.
Spoiled everything.
That's what's going to happen to you. Cheapskate. Yeah, it's true.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cooler tool, milk. Milk, Kareem.
Tool.
Sam?
That fucking story damn near ruined milk for me. But it does the body good. Well done advertising. It's cool.
Yeah, milk is cool, unless you're a little lactose intolerant.
You just take that
then you get the
lactaid, baby.
Oh, no, you get the lactose-free milk.
Almond milk.
Yeah, no. Just get
coconut milk, rice milk.
No,
soy milk.
No. Just
what are you talking about?
You can get lactose free milk. Real
that's
milk.
That's some crazy talk.
Real
what
milk.
That is.
Well, they take it at science.
That's crazy talk.
Science. I'm next in cooler tool. Taylor Swift. Sam.
I have friends who would hate me if I said anything other than cool. Based on the fact that she actually wrote music for other musicians before she actually was known for her own music, I'm going to say she's cool.
Kareem?
After this side of her I saw today, I think she's cool.
Which side is that? Was it the backside?
The backside.
Yeah, you're a little bit off mic, but I got the backside off.
It's
that.
Hard to believe she has a backside, but he did prove it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, this has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. She's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. She writes her own music, sings her own songs.
Yeah.
So I'll go with cool. And finally in cooler tool, luggage, Kareem.
I think luggage is cool. No, well, yeah. Depends on what kind of luggage it is.
Sam?
Luggage is tool. If I'm traveling with someone and they have multiple pieces of luggage or even just one large piece of luggage, I say to myself, that is a tool. I can normally pack very lightly. Luggage is a tool.
Okay. I'm going to go luggage is
cool.
Because
him and his girlfriend wear the same panties when they go away together.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Save
I like
space.
A little G-string.
So that's going to do it for cool or tool this time. Hey, by the way, I want to thank everybody who's been doing their Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. You're helping support the show. Thank you so much. It doesn't cost you anything extra. You know that. And one of the cool things they've got is Amazon Pantry, which
yes,
you can schedule groceries, medicine, uh-huh, little things like that. And you can schedule however often you would like to, and automatically reorders it for you.
It's brilliant.
So you can just set it and forget it. It's like, oh, I don't remember. Oh, I didn't have to remember ordering it. There's my other stuff from Amazon. That
good treat.
Delivered right to your... Ted, who is part of cast number two, you'll hear him next Wednesday.
Looking forward to
on
it.
300 Week. He started ordering cat litter on Amazon.
Because you're always going to need more.
You're always going to need more.
They just keep shitting.
He did not want to carry the cat litter in, so he ordered it on Amazon. So
even better idea.
So the mailman is carrying the...
Oh, that poor postal service.
That's right. Or UPS, whichever one they're using.
Oh, no.
So you can do all that. There's a bunch of cool stuff you can do on Amazon. Check them out. Amazon Prime, of course, great place for streaming video. You can buy movies.
And music.
I got a $50 gift card.
There you go.
That's what's up.
I bought Adam Carolla's movie Road Hard for $9.99 on Amazon, and then I stream it right on my TV.
How about last year when I played softball for our business team? I bought a fine ass leather mitt that was regularly $98 for $30, 2-day free shipping included.
The headphones that I wore last show.
I thought you said you were going to stop using prostitutes.
This pair of headphones right here that I have in my lovely hand here.
Yes, your brand new pair.
They're brand. They're 808 brand headphones. I love these. They sound great when listening to somebody else. They're not great listening live to the pod. I don't know why, but they're not. These in the store were $80.
Yeah,
I got them on Amazon for $43.
Now, was that Prime exclusive?
No, not Prime exclusive, but it was so free shipping and all that. Yeah. And here's the thing. Items go up and down, so I checked these again the next week. They were $53, but that's still less than 80.
Yeah, it is.
That's still less than 80. So go ahead. Here's the thing that I like to do when I'm out. I will look and see how much is that on Amazon.
Yeah.
And if it's, you know, if it's a couple bucks and I'm like, you know, I really want this thing in my hands right now, I will go ahead and pay the extra up to like five, maybe even $10 to just go, fuck it, I'm going to have it now. But otherwise, you know, you can go like the same trip with the headphones where I looked and I saw on Amazon they were $41. I'm like, I'm not paying 80 when I can get them for 40. Same trip at Fry's. I had the Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction album. It was the exact same price on Amazon and in the store, and I grabbed that and bought it in the store.
That's what's up.
So it's a great comparison shopper
right.
for you.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do that. Last week, not only did I get trapped in my parking lot here, I decided one night I was going to Lids because I wanted a hat.
Yeah.
Didn't know what hat I wanted, but I wanted
a
hat.
You just needed a new hat.
I don't know if you noticed, I have a lot of hats. I have a problem. I have a lot
I've
of baseball.
Got a bit of a thing.
I have a lot of baseball caps.
Yeah.
And when you shop around, here's the thing. Sam just bumped his head on my bike tire. When you go to Lids, not a lot of white people just hanging out in Lids.
No, not so much.
Especially at the Arden Fair Mall.
Don't they sell socks, though? I might go there for socks.
I brought a pair of Jimi Hendrix socks out of there.
Jimi Hendrix socks?
Yeah,
that's a reason.
They got a lot of really weird stuff. So I'm at one point, I'm trying on these different hats, and I go to the dude who's working there. I go, hey, dude, check this out. I go, this is the size hat I wear. It's 7 1/4, and I put on a hat, and I go, that's what it should fit, right? And I pull up this hat, and I go, look at this thing. And it sat on top of my head like a beanie. And he goes, yeah, they're all hand-stitched. He goes, hold on, check this out. So he goes to the other side, grabs a different hat, and it's also the same size, all the same size. He goes, here, put this on. I put it on, and there was a good, like, inch and a half all the way around the outside of it. It's, like, dropped in my head. It's like,
what the hell?
The size is based on something. It's not
what kind of
it's
witchcraft.
Not random, yeah, it's like all of a sudden, Lids turned into a women's clothing store,
right?
Where size means nothing.
Yeah,
it's like the fuck is all this?
Didn't they tell you that?
Here's what I know: don't fucking order a hat, especially a hand stitched hat.
You're expecting
that is
a
not
size.
That is not adjustable.
Yeah,
don't order that. You will be
you
disappointed.
Try that shit on.
You got to try that shit on. So anyway, I'm in there for a while. I'm trying to decide what I want, and my girlfriend is half Native American. So I'm taking pictures of myself with the terribly racist Indian hats on.
Of course,
and sending them to her.
That's
How cute. About this one?
That's very cute.
And So I'm like browsing around, and all of a sudden I go over and I'm looking at a group of hats, and I'm like, I got my headphones on, I'm listening to some stuff, and I'm like, what is that?
Someone's trying on some socks.
Nope. It's somebody been smoking some weed.
Yeah.
Before, like, literally just, and there are these two black dudes, I know, shocker, in lids, one of them with the dreadlocks. And he's the black dude who gets the hat that
pass the duchy down the blip.
He's the one who gets the baseball cap that's big enough to get all the dreadlocks inside.
Oh wow!
Because there's two types of guys with dreadlocks.
Right.
There's the all the dreadlocks on the inside of the cap with room to spare, and there's the I'm going to make this an adornment on the top of my dreadlocks guy.
Yeah.
But they smell. It was like, Sam, from me to you. Is as close as I got to them. And it was a hard smell of marijuana.
It's like you're shoving your nose in those dreads.
It was like they hotboxed it in the parking garage before they went into Lids to buy a new hat.
Probably did.
I was like, damn. Damn is what I said. Went out to brunch. Sunday brunch, Four Sisters Cafe in Rockland.
Ooh.
And they had something. Don't put your feet up.
That's right. I remember now.
They had something called man cakes.
What?
And when I'm out somewhere,
thick-ass pancakes?
When I see something somewhere that I'm like, oh, that's something I'd eat, and it's different, I try it.
Yeah.
Here's what the man cakes are. They're two buttermilk pancakes with bacon and sausage cooked right in the pancake.
What? Like small pieces chopped up?
Yeah, small pieces. The only problem was instead of using like patty sausage, they used link sausage and sliced it.
Right.
So it was like, it looked like somebody had cut up hot dogs in the thing. It was fantastic. Food was fantastic, but I could only make it through half of it.
Man cakes.
Half the man cakes.
Right on.
So, So that was my trip out shopping. Fun at Lids.
Lids
Fun at Lids. There at Lids, there is always a Hispanic woman with a stroller shopping for somebody else, and there's always at least two black guys who smell of marijuana.
Yeah,
and there's always a weird white guy, not me. hipster.
In this case, maybe
not in this case. There was also the weird hipster. Yeah. There's always the weird hipster around, looking for an ironic hat. Which not that hard to find these days.
Not at all.
Very, very ironic hat. So, all right. Marilyn Manson has come out. Remember him?
Yeah. He doesn't forget.
He was once nicknamed Shit Eye by Hunter S. Thompson. He revealed his dream humping partner to be none other than Madonna.
Oh, how cliche. Come on, bro. We expected a little more shock and awe from you.
Yep.
That's exactly. So fucking cliche.
So good news for Drake. Manson will gladly take his place next time Madonna wants to do a deep tonguing. In a recent interview with ID Magazine, and that's small I, big D, Manson said he wanted to fornicate with the 56-year-old singer. Here's the exact words. Quote, "She looks hotter than ever. I'd also like to let it be known that I still have a crush on Madonna, and I'd definitely fornicate with her."
Wow. He used the word fornicate.
Fornicate with her.
He would. That's what he said. They've been known for controversy throughout their careers. Of course, they could trade stories about Courtney Love. Can you picture that? Madonna and Marilyn Manson?
No.
Unfortunately, yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
He's looking a lot more like Nicolas Cage these days. I saw a photograph of him.
Did you see him in season six and seven?
Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
By the way, he played a white supremacist.
Stuck in prison.
Did a pretty decent job of it, I'd say.
He was all right. He was all right.
Sam, would you fuck Madonna?
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
I would not.
Is it because she's that much older than you, or what is it?
I could do better than that. I really could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Kareem, would you fuck Madonna?
No.
Yeah, me either. I'm pretty sure that road is pretty full of potholes.
Well put.
That is not one that I've been part of. It's not because I think I can do better. It's just I'm more of a Robert Frost, road less traveled sort of guy.
Yeah.
And that is a super highway. So Barnes & Noble is getting sued. I didn't even know they were still a thing.
Oh, that's not good.
Although they are.
Oh, if you want some vinyl, they have a lot of vinyl.
They do have vinyl.
They still rep the vine.
Well, that's what bookstores are starting to do, and even some electronics stores, because CDs aren't really selling anymore. Everybody's downloading, except people who are buying vinyl now.
Like, they move vinyl, like, up in the store, so you can...
You put it where people can find it.
Right. So you don't have to go looking for it. It's up in your eyes.
If you walk down the main aisle when you go into the one in the Thomas, it's like right there.
Really? As soon as you walk in the door.
And Noble's there?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Right. And the one at Arden, too. You walk in the front door, you go past the first section, it's right there in the middle.
What are they doing wrong, then? What are they doing wrong?
Well, they're not doing anything. Well, they're selling books, and people are not buying books from Barnes & Noble.
Oh, I guess so.
People aren't paying full price for books. You can go to Amazon and get the same book for two-thirds the price.
Right.
Why are you paying that much? Or you can get it on your Kindle, or you can get it on your... I've got an iPad, so I can get it on my Kindle app. Why would I buy the book?
I still like books.
If you
I'm
like
a
books,
book guy, but yeah,
you,
still,
we
you
still
can
had
buy
this
the
conversation.
Yeah, if you like books, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You can buy the hard copy on Amazon for cheaper.
You can buy the hard copy on Amazon.
Right. Well, I'm saying we had this conversation last
week.
Oh,
I missed that.
Yeah.
Not here. I had it with my my buddy, because my goddaughter likes books, too.
Good. That's good news. Yeah. Good sign.
So he was like, yeah, but she's, because they have a Kindle, him and his wife, and it was like, fuck, she's like she actually have a book to read. I was like,
I get that. I get there is something to that.
Right.
To having a book. But I'm not really an avid reader, so it's not that big a deal to me.
Yeah.
But Victoria Ramirez, who's a trans woman in Orange County, down in Southern California, has filed a federal lawsuit against Barnes & Noble, alleging that she was fired after telling her manager about her transition. Now, according to The Advocate, Ramirez claims that she was barred from wearing women's clothing, discussing her transition with her coworkers, using correct pronouns, and even told that she could not use the women's bathroom. Her manager allegedly told her that Barnes & Noble was a neighborhood store, and Ramirez should, quote, think of the children. Anybody who says think of the children should be immediately taken out and whipped.
Yeah.
She said, I love my job at Barnes & Noble. That's what she told the Transgender Law Center was helping with her case. She said, I put myself through college working there. I thought this company shared my values of hard work, integrity, and respect for all people. But when I came out as transgender, they didn't live up to those values. Instead, they responded by mocking me and forcing me to hide who I really am. The Advocate notes that Barnes & Noble has touted its perfect score on the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index for the past 7 years. In a statement to the magazine, Barnes & Noble pointed to that score and said, quote, we are very proud to employ a large number of transgender individuals whom, like all employees, are treated with dignity and respect.
That had to have been a manager that didn't...
Yeah, just there was someone somebody within that branch.
Yeah, there was somebody that didn't run that up the food chain.
Right.
Well, you know as well as I do, you can work for the greatest company in the world, but if you're... immediate supervisor is an asshole.
Yeah.
It's a miserable experience.
Hell
and you can work for a terrible company
and
have a good supervisor and you're having a decent time at work.
Totally.
Here's the other thing about Orange County. It's not like the rest of California. It just isn't.
Right.
It's like a red state unto itself.
Yeah.
Just south of LA. And I go down there, my beloved Angels play in Orange County. And just on the Yik Yak app, when I was down there seeing what people were yakking about, it was like, this is not what you would see anywhere else. It was like there was a lot of reverse racism talk. And I was like, what? What are you? This is not what Yik Yak is for. This is for complaining about how hard your school is and how you want to get laid.
I was going to ask. Yeah. I'm not familiar with the Yik Yak.
Yik Yak.
Patty Whack.
Yik Yak is sort of like anonymous Twitter, Sam.
I have a hard enough time with non-anonymous Twitter.
Well, see, that's the beauty of Yik Yak is you post anonymously. So here's what it looks like. It's got a yak on
that's
it.
That's cute. Okay.
And
it's fun.
And the feed that you get is based on geographically where you are right now.
So just people in that area just
in a general geographic area. So the feed that I get right now is different than the feed I get at work in South Sacramento.
Right.
And you can only post geographically where you are.
Yeah.
And you can look around at different areas, like different colleges, and see what they're doing. So here are some of the yaks right now. You can also set up a base camp of, you know, where you, you know, your local area. So I could set it here if I wanted to. But here are some of the yaks recently. I feel like I have a problem. I get hung up on my ex is way too bad. I need help. Cutie working at the exotic body. Hello. TFW, if you have insufficient funds at the dispensary.
What's TFW?
I don't know. Anyone know of a legit Hawaiian food place in Sac area? I just want to meet a girl that gives me hella good head.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I just want to meet a girl that gives me the fucking butterflies when I spend time with her. Is that too much to ask? And then people up or down vote what you're saying.
Do people reply to these things?
Oh, yeah, you can reply. And it's all anonymous. So it can be all sorts of stuff like that. Oh, here's someone who said, the cat is still on my lap. Send help.
Was that you, Nate?
It was not. And here's a sad person who just yacked. I pray my life will get better. And that got 7 up votes, I guess, from people saying. And then, you know, people will write back things. But it's all anonymous. And it's a very different thing in Orange. I'm like sitting at Angel Stadium. I'm like, why are they talking about reverse racism on this? Like, who is doing this? So, yeah, Orange County is a very different place.
Right, right.
But, yeah, and why do you sue all of Barnes & Noble? Because that's where the money is.
That is true.
You sue the deep pockets.
There's a logic to that decision.
Oh, absolutely. It makes perfect sense. Absolutely perfect sense. So, Sam, I know you're going to South America.
Yes.
Is that trip still on?
Still on.
The cult that you're in is going to be going down to indoctrinate the locals?
That might happen, but it's really not the main goal.
Okay.
CIA gave you a different mission.
Well, when you're on your flight, be careful, because things can happen. A bartender has been fined 1,000 euros after an air rage incident, which was sparked by a little fight over an e-cigarette on a flight that made an emergency landing at Shannon Airport. Limerick Court District Court judge heard the incident that cost Norwegian Airlines 100,000 euros in refueling and landing slot costs.
Holy shit, Batman.
See, Jody Buchner, who's 26, was drinking from a liter of gin before he set off on one of the plane's smoke alarms after using an e-cigarette in the toilet, after a cabin crew member told him that he couldn't smoke the device on board. He leapt from his seat and attempted to assault the male member of the staff. The Norwegian Boeing 787 Dreamliner, carrying 249 passengers and 13 crew, was 40 minutes into its journey from London to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Of course.
When the mid-air drama began, the stewardesses told the court that Mr. Buchner told the staff on the flight, "Fuck you and fuck off." They said he was very aggressive and leapt from his seat and attempted to strike a cabin crew member. The cabin crew restrained him and placed him in handcuffs. He carried on being abusive and shouting and banging the seats in front of him, you know, like a child would. 6 passengers who were seated around him had to be moved. He didn't believe he had done anything wrong. He was abusive and aggressive as we brought him into the station. He also slipped. I could smell the liquor off of him, is what they said.
That explains a lot.
He's from Miami, and apparently he was a perfect gentleman after sobering up.
Devil
made him do it. Yeah, this is one of those small town stories.
No, this is Florida Corner, like, my man.
Oh yeah, that's it.
It's Florida Corner. He had planned to take alcohol to go to sleep, as it was a long flight. He had brought a liter of gin and placed it into a Coke bottle. Instead of falling asleep, he flipped out, and he has no memory of the incident and is very embarrassed by it.
Probably.
So, Sam, when you get on your plane to South America, careful.
I'm going to watch out for the alcohol content.
All right. Now here's a more traditional Florida story for you. An 18-year-old intentionally created a biohazard waste in a cruiser after she was arrested. How?
Poop.
That's right. She pooped in the back of the police cruiser.
God bless her.
Caitlin Fileggi, who's 18, had previously been arrested after breaking into and damaging her ex-boyfriend's home. Well, at about 3:10 p.m., an officer wrote in the report that she was in the back of a marked cruiser when she intentionally removed her pants and defecated, thus creating a biohazard waste. Yep. Pulled them down. The sheriff's deputies directed inmates at the jail to clean the car. The cruiser was out of commission for 8 hours for proper decontamination procedures. Ain't that the shit? You're in jail and you have to clean the shit out of the back of the cop car.
They had prisoners clean that
yes!
shit?
Oh. Yes, inmates at the jail. According to the report, all in all, the officer wrote, the act cost authorities about $100, including the charge for cleaning supplies, and to have deputies oversee the inmates who clean the cruiser. She faces several charges, including criminal mischief, burglary, and simple domestic assault.
Just think about what she will have to put up with being in jail with those people.
Oh, yeah. Bitch, you're the one who done shit in that car. I'm going to shit on your face.
All right. I've got some bonus Florida corner for you.
Okay, let's go there.
There you go. Headline, Florida principal caught in car with weed and a student in an unbuttoned shirt.
Wow.
A high school principal was arrested last week after police discovered her partially undressed in a car with a student and marijuana. That's according to the New York Daily News. Officers say they approached the vehicle after an unsure caller reported seeing people in the back seat engaged in some sort of sexual activity. Or being attacked. You know, because they look similar.
They're so similar.
When a sergeant knocked on the door, the 45-year-old Krista Morton, who has wings tattooed on her lower back.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right.
Should explain that.
Opened it and immediately said, we're just friends. According to police, her shirt was unbuttoned, exposing her shoulders and part of her chest. Morton told police she didn't know the male in the car. She continued to tell the officer that she had just met him, that she was lonely.
But they're just friends.
That she was lonely, and she had picked him up down the street and brought him here to get to know him.
Oh, damn, your cat just got one.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
The box
will get it. According to authorities, however... Her 18-year-old friend eventually admitted that she was...
Oh, God!
She was his principal. You all right there?
That's putrid.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what shit smells like, Sam.
Oh, God.
When it's not buried properly. See, that's imagine the backseat of that cruiser. Smelling marijuana, the officer searched the car, finding both marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Morton reportedly refused to say whether she had been smoking marijuana, but did tell police that marijuana had been smoked. Both Morton and the student were then arrested on possession charges. School officials say Morton has since been suspended. With Mavericks in Education, a for-profit charter school chain founded by Frank Biden, brother of Vice President Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
That's some bonus Florida corner. Yeah, by the way, can you imagine your principal having a tramp stamp?
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty much, this happening now. We're at that age.
I know. Yeah, I know. All right, so that's going to be
your principal and your grandma.
Hi, it's my grandma, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Grandma Tiffany.
Whatever, Heather.
Whatever. So I got this tattoo in college. I thought it would be cool. So
hey, Tiffany, want to go to the mall and make out? We could get some pizza. Yeah. Totally.
It's a bad time. It's a bad time, let me say.
Let me say.
Let me just say.
I'm gonna tell you one time.
Listen, brah.
Disconnected.
Listen, I'm sorry. When you get the job of principal of a school and you have a tramp stamp, you need to be required to wear something that covers that at all times.
At all times.
At all times, especially if you're bumping it in the back seat of a car.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Florida.
Put on a Band-Aid.
Never stop giving.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. Well, this is going to be it's time for some little bits. in small town news. My friends and family know me well. My faults are hard to hide. Those who read my posts are aware of my fat fingers. I could never do texting. My thumbs cover up half the letters. Couple that with my mind going faster than my digits, and you have funny stuff prior to spell check. I'm writing this while sitting in a Florida condo.
Naturally.
We came here to attend the college graduation of our granddaughter, Kayla Cove, who earned a Bachelor of Science degree in music business from Full Sail University.
Full Sail.
Also a very nice beer. We were impressed with the school and her work ethic. Now it's into the big wide world for her in an effort to land a job. I made it through the ceremony without a wardrobe malfunction. That's not always a foregone conclusion. See, for the past 41 years, I've had to stand at attention before Kay each day while she scans my attempts at dressing. Don't laugh. I'm somewhat pathetic in that respect. Shirt wow. collars folded improperly, ties askew, labels on the outside, socks with holes, and the list goes on. She's my first sergeant and makes sure the shirt is tucked in. She did that with mostly good humor every day when I worked on the radio. Yes, I wore a white shirt and tie without fail in an effort to make a good appearance for those who might wander into the station. He dressed up for radio. He did. It also helped my on-air attitude. In addition, I made numerous personal appearances in those days. Unlike most radio personalities in this day and age, I never made an effort to take credit for my appearance. Kay always set my daily wardrobe from socks to underwear to match trousers and sports jacket and tie. Bless her little pea-picking heart.
Pea-picking heart. That sounds almost offensive.
Even if I head outside to feed the birds, she looks me all over and chuckles at the way the zippers are unzipped and the socks are mismatched.
Ooh. Checking out those zippers, always staring at the crotch.
Little faux pas, that's what I call them. Thank God I have a few redeeming traits. All this brings me to a recent function I attended. It was a special meeting of the Regional Kiwanis Club celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. I was asked to make a speech about parts of that wonderful history. Sam, I think it's time. I think it's time.
What time is it, Nate?
It's time to take a Little Bits column and...
Oh, hallelujah.
Give it a little bit of attitude.
Give it the... Yeah!
Little bit of attitude.
Yeah.
I was loaded for bear. Kay had me dressed like a dude. I reached into the closet and retrieved my best black shoes, shining them like a mirror. She set out my special reversible belt and slid it through all the right loops.
Yeah.
My tie matched and had the perfect double Windsor knot. Kay said she was proud and I believed her. I noticed my shoes felt funny when I left. They felt even funnier when I got out of the car. As I greeted my friends and sat down, it seemed as though I had stepped in a huge mud hole. It was caked on my soles and heels.
Oh, no.
The more I rubbed my feet together under the table, the bigger the black chunks falling to the floor. I was further embarrassed when the man seated next to me left and soon returned with a giant dustpan and broom. Heads turned to the ungodly mess. He asked a simple question. How old are those shoes? As it turned out, they had been in the closet for many years and had deteriorated completely. When all was said and done, I had no heels or soles left to walk on.
God.
Yeah. Cat number two.
Might as well just shit in my fucking mouth. Carry on.
As I stood up in preparation to speak, the lovely reversible belt came apart and my slick pants drooped. I tried not to be obvious as I rolled it up and stuffed the broken parts into my briefcase. Is that the end of it? Nope. As I turned to move between tables to begin my talk, the woman said, "What was that? Did you lose this?" She handed me a shiny button off my jacket that popped off and nearly took her eye out. I put it into my pocket while the audience undoubtedly took bets on when my pants would hit the floor. The rest of the event went planned. Complete with a polite applause, and I was thrilled to leave the place without my dentures flying into somebody's pork chops. Little faux pas indeed. I guess you have to take me as I am.
Motherfucker.
And that is a very short little bit. I'm really sorry. My cats have... I really wish this was a video podcast. But it's like you poor bastards were gassed.
Damn near.
Both Ace and Hef
they hate us.
We're taking it back.
They're like, get these fuckers out of our house.
They're taking it back. You know, we're gonna call that a wrap on this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hey, everybody, next week is 300 week. Make sure you check out the new shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're going to be fantastic. They're going to be a lot of fun. If you're new to the show, listen back to the people who came before. If you've been with us from the beginning, it'll be a nice go down memory lane. They're all going to be funny. They're all going to be a lot of fun. And they're all, of course, free. And you will not smell any cat shit unless you have your own.
Oh, God.
So we'll take it out with the Roots. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Kareem. Diana's back next week. And y'all have a good weekend. Stay safe and keep your nose plugs handy.
Yo.
My seat.